Number 17.
Last weekend, Dame Shirley Bassey gave a stunning performance on Strictly Come Dancing with a sensational performance of Goldfinger. It was beautiful. 5 decades after the original was recorded, Shirley has claimed that there are 2 bum notes in the song. I've listened to this today, by the way, and I'm not quite sure where, which annoy her so much she hopes to re-record the track for her new album. Joining me now is Nikki Lamborn. Nikki's a voice coach and has produced the vocals for Dame Shirley on 2 of her albums. Hi, Nikki.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well. Lovely to talk to you. Now, come on, what are these bum notes? Can you help me out?
Well, you know, I've been listening too, and I think that 2 of Dame Shirley Bassey's bum notes are probably better than half the singers out there's good, you know, good notes. It's just like crazy. But I don't think they're bum notes. I think that maybe, because she's a one take woman, you know, I mean, she sings these songs in one take.
Does she? Well,
yeah. I mean, there's no messing about with, she's incredible. I mean, she's a powerhouse. And I think if you just get the most amazing performance in one take, then, I mean, me personally, I think that it's more important to have a one performance, fantastic, emotional, incredible performance than all this prissy, auto-tuned, you know, fabulousness and falsity, because it's not natural, it's not real. And I think what she's done is she's sang the melody slightly different in a couple of places, and she's probably thinking, I wish I hadn't done that. I really don't think that there's anything wrong with her tuning at all.
Okay.
She's incredible.
She is. And she is, absolutely. I mean, her voice is just so recognisable, and it's interesting to see that she does it in one take. How does she keep her voice in such good condition? Yeah, she's 77. The performance last week was beautiful.
I know. She's a total pro. I mean, when we did the stuff with her, well, I think it was back a few years ago, she came in and was like upstairs doing her warm-up, drinking honey and lemon, you know, hot water, doing her vocal warm-up. She goes to her vocal coach, you know, when she's got any performance coming up, she always goes to her vocal coach up to 2 weeks, you know, and nearly every day.
And is she as lovely as she seems?
She's amazing.
Any diva tactics?
There's no, because do you know what? She's so much fun. She is really, really funny, and she's really professional. And I think if everything goes well, it's like any of us, isn't it? If you go into a studio, if you went into your studio, Em, and it was like, okay, so someone had put, I don't know, someone had unplugged your mic, and you were on air in 1 minute, and you couldn't,
that's like, happened.
Where to plug it in, off you go. So, you know, if everything's right, you can do your job really well, and it's not your fault if anything goes wrong. But if somebody's not done their job, and the dame can't do her thing, then it's frustrating, isn't it? So you've got to vent at somebody, I think. But
oh, hang on, is this a sly way of telling me that there's been some venting?
Oh no, just a few, you know, sort of, look, you know, it's
sort it out.
I would say there's been some, let's get this done and let's do it properly, but wouldn't we all?
Very diplomatic. But Nikki, let me finally ask you, do you hear a lot of bum notes in today's kind of pop stars then, or is it all just perfectly kind of clinically removed by tech bots?
No, sadly, it's all clinically removed, and digital is oh, I think it's awful. I think we should get back to vinyl and stop all this auto-tuning. So many pop artists today, they mime. And I think that it should be, I don't think it should be allowed. I think that all this kind of voice, these voice boxes they sing through to put them in tune shouldn't be allowed. If you've got talent, people should be able to hear it.
Let me bring my guest in, Alex, who's waving at me here. Go on.
I just want you to say live on the BBC that Simon Cowell doesn't know what he's speaking about then.
Simon Cowell doesn't know what he's talking about.
I love you.
Simon Cowell, somebody ought to do something to him, like, you know, sort of...
What are you suggesting, Nikki?
Take him off the telly.
Will you say something else there? Take him... Yeah, go on.
It's wrong. He's wrong what he's doing. He's basically giving these people false hope.
You can just leave it. He's wrong. Full stop.
He's wrong.
Paragraph. Close the book.
I think Alex is going to take you out for a drink afterwards. Nikki Lamborn, thank you very much indeed.